Today, we continue with lesson number 16 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. And today we will be learning Perek Dalet, Mishneh Dalet, and Mishneh Hei, the fourth Perek, the fourth and fifth Mishnayos. You will remember that yesterday, at the end of Mishneh Gimel, we left things kind of in suspense with the blood from the par being stirred by a Kohen on the fourth roved, the fourth row of stones on the floor of the Azora of the Beis HaMikdash. And we also left there on that fourth column, that fourth roved, the shovel full of glowing hot coals. Now, the Mishnah gives us a little background and does not take us yet further into the sequence, because we just learned that the Kohen Gadol uses this machto, this pan or shovel-like instrument, to shovel up some of the coals from the Mizbeach, from the large Mizbeach, outdoors. So the Mishneh Dalet tells us that b'chol yom, every day, because every day the ketores was given, some in the morning, some in the evening. We will learn more about that as we proceed. So every day, an ordinary Kohen would do that shoveling procedure. He would use as a shovel, however, a silver shovel. Hayachote b'shel kesef. The machto was silver. Then the Kohen, an ordinary day of the year, would take the coals from the silver shovel, umaore b'sok shel zohov, and pour it into another shovel which was made of gold. He wouldn't use a golden one for the actual shoveling, because it would get ruined if every single day you would expose the golden machta to the hot coals. But Hayom, today on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol does the shoveling, Chose Bishel Zohov, he would use just one machta, a golden machta. Uvoho Yomachnis. And with that golden machta, full of hot coals, he would enter into the Holy of Holies, into the Kodesh Kodeshim. B'chol yom chote b'shel arba'as kabin. Every day, the Kohen, the ordinary Kohen, on an ordinary day, would have the size, the machta was the size of four kabin. A kab is a measure of volume, approximately 2 liters. So four kabin is about 8 liters. Of coal. Uma'ore, he would pour from the larger silver machta besok shel shloshes kabin into a golden machta, which was only 3 kabin. So 1 kav would kind of fall to the ground and was flushed away by the amas hamayim, by the stream of water which flowed through the Beis HaMikdash grounds. However, v'hayom, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol does this procedure, chose b'shel shloshes kabin, he uses a smaller machta, which only contained 3 kabin, because after all, the Kohen Gadol had plenty of work, and we didn't want him to do any extra work. We wanted to make things as easy as possible. So we gave him a machta which was smaller, contained less, only 3, not 4 kabin. And he wouldn't have to pour the coals from one machta to the other. He had only 1 machta. Uvoho yomachnis. With that gold machta containing shloshes kabin, he would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'chol yom chote b'shel so'a. Rabbi Yossi says that no, every day the Kohen, the ordinary Kohen, used a much larger machta. Not one which contained 4 kabin, but one which contained a so'a, which is 6 kabin. Uma'ore b'sok shel shlosha kabin. And we pour into the golden machta containing only 3 kabin, so that 3 kabin would fall to the ground. But he agrees. V'hayom chote b'shel shlosha kabin. Rabbi Yossi agrees with the Tanna Kamma that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had 1 machta. It was of gold, and it contained 3 kabin of coals, uvoho yomachnis, and with that he would enter the Kodesh Kodoshim. V'chol yom hoysa kaveda. Every day, the shovel which was used was heavy. the walls of the metal walls of the shovel were thick. V'hayom kala, today, to make things easier for the Kohen Gadol, the walls of the machta, the thickness of the metal, of the gold, was less. It was thinner, and therefore less heavy. B'chol yom hoysa yadoch kitzora. Every day, the Kohen who used the machta, that machta, the gold machta, had a very short handle. V'hayom aruka. Today it had a longer handle, because today, as we will see, the Kohen Gadol needed to do things with his hands, and he needed to be able to carry as easily as possible the machta. If the machta had a long handle, he could put it under his arm and in that way hold it. B'chol yom hoya zahava yorok. Every day, the golden machta, which the Kohen, the ordinary Kohen, the Kohen Hedyot used, was made of a green, which means a yellow or golden colored gold. The hayom odom, today it was a red colored gold. Divrei Rabbi Menachem. So says Rabbi Menachem. The Gemara says that this red gold was called Zohov Parviim, which means the gold which is the color of the blood of a cow, a red, red, deep red, crimson colored gold. B'chol yom makriv pras b'shacharis ufras bein ha'arbayim. Every day, the Kohen, the ordinary Kohen, would bring a total of one whole mona, which is the weight of 50 dinar, every day for ketores. Half of that mona would be brought in the morning, half in the evening. That was the total. On Yom Kippur, that was also done. So the Kohen Gadol would bring in the morning the ketores chatzi mona, and the afternoon the ketores chatzi mona. But on Yom Kippur, he brought an additional ketores offering, v'hayom mosif melochofna, besides those two chatzoye mona, those two half monas, he also brought a handful, melochofna, a handful of ketores, which he brought, as we will learn, lifnai v'lifnim. He brought it into the inner sanctum, into the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh Kodoshim. V'chol yom hoysa daka, every day, the ketores was ground very finely. In Parshas Kisisa, when we learn about the ketores that was offered every day, it says, "Vishochakto mimena hodek," you should grind it very finely. However, v'hayom an yom kippur dako mina dako, it was fine and then fine again. It was doubly ground, because the pasuk says that on Yom Kippur, Parshas Achremos, umelo chofnov ketores samim dako, that the ketores had to be thin. We already know that all year long the ketores had to be thin. So obviously in Yom Kippur it had to be thinner than thin. It had to be ground and then reground on Erev Yom Kippur, so that it was very, very finely ground. So these are the various differences in the machta and in the ketores of the all year long Kohen Hedyot and Yom Kippur Kohen Gadol. Now we continue to Mishnah Hay. Other distinctions between every day of the year and Yom Kippur. B'chol yom kohanim olim b'mizrocho shel kevesh. Now remember, the Mizbeach is to the east of the door of the Heichal. On the southern part of the southern face of the Mizbeach, there is a long ramp. So the Kohen Gadol would go, the Kohen every day of the year would go to the southern part of the Mizbeach where there was a ramp. He would walk up the ramp, but he would stay to the right of the ramp, which is to the eastern part of the ramp. When he came to the top of Mizbeach, he would make a right turn and continue along the southern face, eastern face, northern face, and western face. That's how the Kohen would go all year. Olin Mizrocho Shel Kevesh, they Kohanim all year long would go up the eastern flank of the ramp, V'yodin B'ma'arovo, and they would go all the way around from along the southern, then the eastern, then the northern, then the western section of the Mizbeach, western wall of the Mizbeach, and he would come down along the west side of that ramp. V'hayom, the Kohen Gadol, no. He would go right up the center of the ramp. Hayom Kohen Gadol Ola be'emsa. He would go up the center of the ramp, v'yored be'emsa, and come down again in the center of the ramp. He was a shliach today, and therefore he was kind of familiar with God, didn't have to go on the side passage, but could go straight up the center of the passage. In the Rambam, he says it wasn't only the Kohen Gadol who went up and down the center, but he'd remember the Kohen Gadol was accompanied by other Kohanim, so they too would go up the center on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Liolom Kohen Gadol Ola Bo Emsa V'Yored Bo Emsa. Rabbi Yehuda says that the ability to walk in the middle was not limited to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, but rather the Kohen Gadol, whenever he served in the Beis HaMikdash, had the right to go up to the middle. B'chol Yom, every day of the year, Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yodo V'Raglov Min Hakir. Every day of the year, when the Kohen Gadol would wash his hands and feet, he would do so from the Kiyar, from the fountain, which was in the temple courtyard. V'hayom, however, on Yom Kippur, when he did 10 Kiddushin, he did 10 washings of hand and feet, he would do it not directly from the Kiyar, from the fountain, but min hakiton shel zohov, from a special basin, golden basin, because this is derech kavod, special kavod for Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol got to wash his hands and feet to do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, not from the Kiyar, the fountain, but from the Kiton Shel Zohar, from the golden basin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda again says, the Kohen Gadol was not only allowed to have this special privilege of washing his Yadayim V'Raglayim from the Kiton Shel Zohar on Yom Kippur, but whenever the Kohen Gadol, even if it was Chanukah, even if it was whenever time of year, he was permitted to use, he would use this Kiton Shel Zohar rather than the Kiyar to indicate that he had a special kavod as Kohen Gadol. The Olam Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yodav Raglav, not just on Yom Kippur, Min HaKiton Shel Zohar. And so we have finished Mishnah Hay, and in the process, lesson number 16.